So both Boaz and Obed together are type of Christ, the Redeemer. And you find this many cases in the scripture, a dual type. Moses and Aaron together, and David and Solomon together, they are type of Christ. Now if we go to the first kinsman, he was not willing to redeem. And that's another characteristic of the Redeemer. Not only relative, not only rich and powerful, but he must be willing to redeem. The first man was not willing. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "For this cause came I to this hour." He came specially for the work of redemption. The first Redeemer is not the object. He even has no name. If you go back to verse 1, Boaz saw him and he said, "Ho, such a one." He is not the object, hasn't got a name. And then he gets 10 elders and he sits them there. Again, 10 is the law. But the law is not the object. The law was our schoolmaster unto Christ, to lead us to Christ, our tutor, our discipliner to Christ. And in Galatians 3, he says, "Wherefore is the law?" Well, if the law was not the object, why was it? Wherefore is the law? It was added because of the transgression. It was over and above. The law was not the object. It was added because of the transgression until he that is promised would come. So it was to point people unto Christ. But then again, we see at the end, Ruth the Moabitess. She was married before to Mahlon. She had no fruit. She had no children. She only has children when she got married to Boaz. And I'd like to refer you to Romans 6. In Romans 6, when he speaks again about the death of the husband, you know, we were married to the law. But the woman that marries when her husband is alive commits adultery. But when her husband dies, she is free to marry to another woman, to another man. Sorry. So, and in this case, it is not the law that died, but I die. The woman dies. But the woman dies. And then what happens in verse 4? Chapter 7, verse 4. "Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that you should bring forth fruit unto God." And Ruth would not have fruit, would not have seed, until she is married to Boaz. And we consider ourselves dead to the law. We ought to. Otherwise, you cannot bear fruit unto Christ and be linked only to him, not to the law. The more we put ourselves unto the law, the more we become like the Galatians. "If you bite and devour one another, be careful that ye be not consumed of one another." Legalism doesn't bear fruit unto God. It is only Christ and his grace that we can bear fruit unto God.